So no one's seen any good movies lately. Where the fuck are my pockets? Is there no pockets?
You ever lose your pockets before?
I want that to please be the opening
Welcome
to the podcast.
Back to Blowback.
Yes, that's the opening.
We're back, baby.
No!
How's it going, everybody?
Is this Jagged Out of Pockets?
We just spent the last 5 minutes trying to figure out an opening to the podcast. We said, Quentin, just talk.
I always say,
what the fuck are my pockets?
I have so many funny memories of Quentin just existing, not even trying to be funny. I remember one time the first year we worked together, he was like, why do I have two left gloves? It's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. And you know, I was too embarrassed to ask for a right-handed glove, so I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll just wear the left-hand one backwards. So I was just wearing two left-handed gloves, one on my left hand.
The most Quentin thing I've ever heard.
Instead of just
I was too embarrassed to ask for the appropriate glove.
Well, like at that point, I let it go for a week, and I didn't want them to be like, oh, so you just used inappropriate PPE all week. Putting yourself and coworkers in danger. I'm like, oh, God, I can't do that.
Bad Quentin.
I don't want that on my conscience.
God.
Here on the podcast today, we have a special guest. She is sitting in the corner of the room.
No, she's sitting on your lap.
Okay, well, in the corner of the room.
It's freaking me out.
She will be on the podcast later. It's my girlfriend. We don't know her name. I found her on the street.
Wow.
You don't have to take that.
That's brutal.
God.
So
yeah, we should just
we've actually talked about her before.
Have we?
Yeah. And like
season
episode
one.
Like two of season one.
Oh yeah.
We talked about how she's also my wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the returning quote unquote wife that still has Brandon's ring at home.
Yeah.
Really?
Unless it got thrown
out.
This is scandalous.
Do you have any like grounds to be jealous if you just found her on the street and now you're being protective?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of low, man.
I kind of when he proposed, I videoed it, so
yeah.
I don't know.
He didn't try to stop it.
I definitely did not try and stop it. I just laughed. Videoed it.
Huh. Totally comfortable with this.
This is totally okay with me.
This is a good joke. Wow.
I'm not freaking out. Oh, they're running away together. Oh, yeah. This is fine. This is just a joke. Still, right?
Still waiting for the punchline, guys.
waiting for Ashton Kutcher to pop out somewhere.
You've been punked.
Out of a cake.
Do you remember that show?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I feel like I'm on like the
Zoomers.
Cusp of knowing what Zoomers is. That the term for Generation Z?
Yeah.
Instead of boomers, it's Zoomers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a Zoomer. Oh my gosh. We should have made that a thing.
Okay, I think
that's
it's
hilarious.
If you act like a boomer, but you're like too young to be a boomer, then you're a Zoomer.
If you're being a stereotypical like Gen Z,
is it? Oh.
Well, I don't know.
Is this a thing you just made up on the spot?
No, I heard it once before. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring it to TikTok.
You are a Zoomer, though. That's exactly right there. That's a Zoomer thing.
That was like satire. You're like, oh, I can't wait to TikTok this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to find out what TikTok is.
Zoomer. I love that. You guys are all Zoomers, too, aren't you?
No.
Oh, you're probably
We're millennials.
Yeah.
I think you're millennials.
Trash.
I'm
like,
you're on the cusp.
Just depending on where you read. Yeah. I'm either.
Yeah.
He's either or.
How
you're
old
an
is your street girlfriend? That felt so weird to say.
Street girlfriend.
Is she not allowed to talk? Can I address her?
She's allowed to talk, yeah. You can say hi.
Hi.
That was hot.
That was crisp.
How old are you?
19.
So she's also a Zoomer.
Equally Zoomy.
Nice.
She's Zoomy as me.
We've now had two girls on the podcast.
We're diverse as fuck. Man.
A while ago. So yeah, now that we're so diverse, I feel like we can be even worse towards women.
I agree.
Because it's like
we have like a female friend now.
It's like we've had a couple on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the equivalent of like when the super racist guy goes like, it's okay, I have a black friend.
Yeah.
I can
say the N-word. It's
doesn't
fine.
Quite
He said I could.
He called me the N-word one time. He said
he gave me the pass. It works with every single one.
Yeah, it's you can cash that in any time.
Yeah. That's terrible. We do not discriminate against any race, gender, help.
Except the Dutch.
Yeah.
Fuck the Dutch.
I do hate them.
Who's the Dutch?
I don't even know how to answer.
That was my favorite thing.
So we brought Mackenzie on to do absolutely not a whole lot except for spectate, and she's going to play a game later with us and help me with Scott's an Idiot because I need to really win one
this
week.
Yeah, you suck.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do Scott's an Idiot yet because I need to mentally prepare for that.
Oh, I'm so happy you brought it up then.
Yeah. Wow, this is this is great.
Let me just bring up a whole bunch of things that we're not going
to
do
right
now.
Be sure to keep listening after the
That's like bringing your kid to the beach and like letting them like dip one of their feet in the water and then being like, okay, time to
one
pack up.
One day you can put
the
other foot.
Yeah, we got to go. We'll come back tomorrow.
Fine, we can play a game right now.
Yeah.
We're going to play Who Done It.
Who done it?
Except TJ's going to read first.
So yeah. I didn't do it. I'm the
TJ's. By the way, it wasn't completely
random. You're the
who?
I heard so many words right now.
Yeah, it wasn't completely random who get.
Yeah,
got to
we
pick
found
a story
out
today. We measured penises.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Mine was.
And TJ just has the most round.
We don't have to say what the competition
was. It
was
purely shape.
Yeah. Purely shape.
Okay.
So if you don't know how this works, he's gonna read off someone's story. Everyone's gonna pretend as if it's their own story. He's gonna go around the circle asking people questions, and then he's gonna guess whose story it actually belongs to. So. Go ahead.
I displayed a giant rotating GIF of dick butt on the projector to the entire class. Brandon, what grade was this?
4.
Scott, what was the teacher's name?
Miss Apple.
Quentin, what was the fallout of this? What happened?
Nothing really.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I advise you to wait for your lawyer next time.
Yeah, we'll see. This is it.
Man, I'm trying to do math. I don't think dick butt was around.
Let me juju
it. 9. Do you know what dick butt is? Yes. I should have asked you that. Describe dick butt.
Yeah, he's a fucking dick with another dick in his butt. It's like poking out.
But he, what is he? What animal does he resemble?
I don't fucking know. I thought he was a penis.
I'd say kind of an ostrich.
Okay, I thought he was just a penis.
This was Quentin.
That's it? You're just...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you got
you're
it.
The only one who seems to know what
dude,
you're
dude, he doesn't
about.
Look like... He's a fucking penis.
Oh, yeah.
He's an animal. He's just a dick.
Guys, he looks like a duck to me. A dick duck.
You knew what that was? I
oh,
did not
yeah.
know what that you was.
But you don't know what dick butt is?
No idea.
Dude, he's an
was.
Icon. He's a
legend. I was like, I had it in my head. I was like, I think he's going to ask me either a teacher or how many kids are in the class.
Yeah.
And I had a perfect teacher's name in mind, and I said Apple. I was like, the fuck?
What was the perfect teacher name?
I think it was like,
this is Banana.
Fuck, I can't remember now. That puts TJ in
That's
the lead,
hilarious.
Though. 5.
Damn,
oh,
dude! Yeah, I panicked so hard. Yeah. I was trying to get like the first thing I could think about, and then as soon as I said it, I'm like, "Dick butt wasn't a thing then."
Yeah, no, like I heard your two guys' answers. I'm like, no matter what I say, TJ's gonna know it's me.
And like, you know what? I found out that Quentin likes memes the most of us. So
yeah, 2 of his stories have been about memes in school.
Things are just pure memes.
He was trying to think of his stories. He's like, what's interesting about my life?
Memes. Just memes.
Definitely memes. Memes and albums.
Oh, God.
Somebody drew... I just Googled dick butt to
I'm
see
a fan
what
of all
shape
bombs,
he
yeah.
resembled. Somebody drew a really high definition dick butt. We don't need to look at it now, but it's very unsettling.
Oh, God. That's unsettling.
Oh, I think I know.
If you're in the mood for...
some dick butt.
Just to feel weird, go look up high definition dick butt. Unless it's you, Mom. Don't.
So, well, hold on.
Mom,
don't
look
at
dick butt.
We need the story from this. So, Quentin, what happened here?
Okay, so.
Take your hands out of your invisible pockets.
I wasn't a student. I was working as a lab tutor.
What?
So, yeah. So, I was an employee for the university that I went to. And, So, what I do for the class is, like, I walk through an Excel spreadsheet with them, like okay, today we're going to make these graphs, we're going to do this pie chart, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you project your screen onto the giant projectors, and you work through. And so I kind of had that on beforehand, and I didn't realize it, and I was checking my hockey pool, and the guys facing off that week, his team name was the Dick Butts, and his team picture was just a giant rotating GIF of Dick Butts. I was just looking at the scores. I'm like, oh, how am I doing? Oh, how's Buffalo doing? What's going on here? And meanwhile, there's just a giant dick butt rotating on the projectors in front of the whole class.
So and not only were you not doing what you were supposed to be doing, you were checking your hockey pool in class, and you were also showing inappropriate pictures in a university.
Yeah. How much longer did you have that job after?
I don't think anyone found out. Like, I didn't hear back from it. I was just, like, looking back, and I'm like, man, everyone saw dick butt. Like, why didn't I hear back from that? And then I talked to my boss, like,
so you heard any dick butt news lately? Yeah,
like, no, nothing. Like, cool, good. So, yeah,
who hired you? Hilarious. Did they not look into your background check with memes?
Like, we can't hire anyone laughing at birthday dog in exams. I'm sorry, just straight company policy.
Okay, what's a better meme, dick butt or birthday dog?
Birthday dog is my guess.
Well, clearly dick butt inspires fear in Quentin. So.
Well, I don't know. Like, honestly, it's got to be birthday dog. Like, just really? Those eyes, those weird human, like, stoned as fuck eyes.
Yeah. Turns
just
them on.
Get me.
I like.
They
I
get me pretty moist.
I like birthdays and dogs more than dicks and butts.
Do you? Well, see,
it's close.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
Like. Individually, I like dicks and butts more than birthdays and dogs. But combined, I feel like birthdays and dogs.
Yeah. Yes, dude. That's like with some foods. Are there any foods that you don't eat by themselves, like but then you put them together and they're good?
Yeah.
No, like, nobody's got like two foods that don't really work.
McGangbang.
Like peanut butter and sauce.
No, because people eat those alone all the time. You just wanted to say that. Yeah, I know it. You were driving over here. You're like, I'm going to find a way to say McGangbang today. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess we can all agree that was a pretty Quentin thing to do, hey?
Very much so.
But what if I told you once upon a time that I almost wasn't a Quentin? Because Brandon.
Right, Quentin's timeout. You're on the timeout.
Okay. Quentin, I'm Quentin. Brandon discussed.
What's happening?
I'm having a stroke. Call help.
Where am I?
He forgets where his pockets are. Now he doesn't know who he is.
Jesus, what year is it? Okay, all right.
That was like every word you said was English, but I have no idea what just happened. Like,
all right, Quentin, you
okay. Can't.
Quick, say five names.
Oh, yikes.
Quentin's having a stroke.
That is apparently. Fucked up.
Man, how many burnt toast am I holding up? Okay, so. All right, so a while ago, Brandon was discussing that. Names are like kind of an archetype of a personality.
Yes.
And like everyone like lives up to their name, their personality. What I haven't told you guys is I was literally this close to being a Trey.
Chad.
No, worse, Trey.
Trey.
Ooh.
Trey.
Ooh. But yeah. I feel like the only difference between a Quentin and a Trey.
Don't say it, motherfucker.
I mean, to make you a Trey, all I'd have to do is put you in like a pair of like Osiris shoes and put you on a skateboard.
Now yeah,
you're Trey.
Yeah, and take Scott's jacket. And Scott's Drake jacket.
I lied about the fact that I'd be able to sit still for 40 minutes with her on my lap. This is going
well,
terribly.
Let you sit on her lap now.
Okay. Yeah that's a great idea.
Okay.
One thing I was going to say that I totally forgot is I don't remember, so.
Okay. Wow, thanks for contributing to the podcast, Scott. We're really glad you came along today.
Forgetting what you were going to say or Quentin forgetting who he was.
I don't.
Maybe that's a little better.
I think we're just going to label this podcast really weird. Like, it's just...
Yeah, no, that's just the title.
Someone had a stroke on the really podcast. Weird,
yeah. Quentin dies on air.
You just kidding, know what I wish. Be a blowback podcast without...
Hit me.
Oh my fucking God. Not only do you waste everyone's time by doing that in their ear, you also take an extra like 10 seconds beforehand to sit there and slowly open it and then go into the microphone after.
It's like that. What you were doing was bad.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, at least he's establishing a brand.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's what they call him. Brand Brandon.
I thought they called me Quentin.
Yeah. Quentin needs to go on a mic timeout like I get.
Holy shit. I'm being a real Scott right now.
Hey, you know what? I'll put Quentin in his place by bringing up something political because he loves something political.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about the Iowa caucus. I okay. did not know what a caucus was before now, but TJ was trying to
explain it
to me.
I mean, it varies cock to cock.
It is like something about electing people for like stuff.
Yeah.
All I know we'll is I was watching something on Snapchat the other day. Stay tuned. It's like a news thing. Anyways, they're talking about the Iowa caucus. And how it works is everyone gets put in this big room with all these people that want to run for, what is it? They want to run for president.
A marathon?
Like the
It'll be president. Like the leader of their party.
Or yeah, whatever. The leader of the party, something the like Iowa that. Caucus, yeah, so anyways, you go to like vote almost. But how they do it is you don't vote by like writing on a ballot. Everyone literally goes into a room and they go stand beside like the candidate. And if your candidate doesn't get enough, you have to go across the room and find a different candidate. And that's how they get voted in. I'm dead serious.
That's like in what? In like assembly when you do like the rock, paper, scissors war. Yeah. Where like everybody would follow the
it
person.
It sounds like something that like 2-year-olds would do.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they do.
Like,
that's
how they stand by the class
grade
leader.
Twos, not 2-year-olds. Yeah. They're probably not too political yet. But in grade 2, it's like, we're going to pick who's going to be the captain of the dodgeball team.
But and yeah,
that's
like,
how they pick
it. It's so weird. Like that they is just weird. All get in a big room and go stand beside the person you like. Like what? Yeah, exactly. Oh, you guys
find
just
a buddy.
Enough. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I had a very hard time listening to that story.
Yeah.
As soon as you started talking about political shit, it was like grade 11 social all over again.
You
I just like
it.
Completely
how many
blanked.
Ceiling tiles?
Yeah. Immediately. I just like started like looking at other shit. I'm like, I know where my pockets are.
Did it get better because they all go follow the leader?
What?
All right, he's not into this.
Okay.
Quentin?
So here's my question. What makes this caucus so special? Like, why are we talking about this caucus and not the other cockeye?
Were you just listening?
Because the other... Yeah, yeah. What?
No, I wasn't. Thanks for asking, TJ.
We're not sure today with you. It's because they get to go, they get in a big room and they go stand beside each other. That's how they vote.
That's how they decide.
But, yeah. But isn't that,
they just,
for, so that's only for the Iowa caucus.
That's for the Iowa caucus. Yeah. Oh, and okay. The other one, you like, it's like a,
oh,
it's
I
like
see.
A poll. Like you go
vote. Like whoever climbs highest on the poll wins.
Yeah. Quentin's definitely on mute.
Wordplay.
Yeah. That was actually a pretty good joke. And you, yeah. I don't.
I'm dis.
Yeah. Fuck
good
you.
Good job, Quentin.
Never speak to me and my son ever again. Because he's dead.
Oh, hey, there it is.
Brandon,
the fucking.
The son made a comeback.
Yeah, it's like sex.
Oh, he's not coming
right
back.
Now.
No, remember, he can't. Brandon canceled the son
this
last
is the
episode.
Worst fucking ongoing blowback joke that has ever happened. I get more upset about your kid dying than Scott does when I open a drink, for sure.
You know what we get more mad at, though? My name, Jeff.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay.
This is called the Wall of Weird podcast.
No, it's not.
No.
This is blowback.
Now we're going to do another whodunit bit. Mackenzie's going to do it.
Oh, fuck.
All right, okay. Mackenzie, do you understand how this works now?
I think so.
Okay. You're going to pick one of these things out of here. Okay.
Make sure you talk close to the mic.
Yeah, you gotta talk close to the mic. All right, talk into the mic.
Won a dance battle after giving a better lap dance than I received.
What?
Won a dance battle after giving a better lap dance than I received. You won a dance battle after giving a better lap dance than I received? I don't know what that even means.
It's just meritocracy, really, like the way things should be.
Okay, so someone won a dance battle after giving a lap dance better than one received. So they were given a lap dance and then had a dance battle, it sounds like.
It's like a fortune cookie.
Yeah, whoever wrote this.
Okay, we've already established I'm having a stroke, so can you take it a bit easier?
All right, so now your job is to go around the table asking questions about the thing. So we'll ask Quentin a question like, what gender was the person you dance battled?
Male.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you have to ask TJ a question.
Where was it?
Diamonds.
Our
For
local
anyone that doesn't know,
that's a local strip club.
What is happening?
I think Quentin just actually died.
Quentin actually just got up and left the studio. I don't know what happened. I think he was like laughing and like water came out of his nose or something.
Is his keyboard wet? No, we're good. He might not be good, but we're good. Yes.
And what's your last question for Brandon? You got one?
No.
Okay, Brandon. What song What song was the dance battle to?
I don't remember. Porn Star Dancing.
Did you just fall down?
Quentin just came back into the studio falling. Did you leave because you were laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, technical difficulties.
I thought maybe you were going to throw up for some reason.
I hate strip clubs.
Yeah. No, I was going to just continue my stroke in peace because you guys are being assholes.
Okay, Brandon took too long to answer the question. He delayed and then didn't have an answer for us, so I don't think it's him. TJ's was pretty straightforward, like, yeah, it was diamonds.
I mean, where else would it be?
But then Quentin, on the other hand, had a very simple answer. So your job is to guess.
For a simple story, it's just a sentence.
Yeah, who do you think this story actually belongs to?
I think Quentin.
You think it's Quentin?
Yeah.
Quentin, was it you?
No!
I think it's TJ.
No!
Oh, it was you! What the hell?
I actually don't remember what song it was, but yeah. I mean,
you should've.
It might have been. It was either like Porn Star Dancing or like Donza Kid. It was in the Dominican.
It was in Dominican.
Yeah, it was like I was wasted. There was a club there for like the resort, and the club was full of just like 17 to 21 year olds.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Okay.
And I was trying to hit on this girl, and I was like, oh, like I'll just go dance on her. That'll work. And then, like, as I'm, like, doing this, like, the dance floor, like, opens up into, like, the big, like, dance circle. Somebody fucking brings a chair over.
Oh, and smashes your head. The first thing that I heard was, like, the crowd parted, and then somebody brought a chair. I'm thinking it's, like, a fight or something.
No, like, WrestleMania. Whack over the head. TJ, my mind went to bar mitzvah.
They just carried him around on the chair.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, she like, started dancing on me, tried to give me, like, this lap dance, and it was brutal. I wasn't sure if Mac was trying to give you one now or...
I'm trying to, like, reorganize my knee.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
So anyway, and then I fucking decided that instead of just me dancing to win the dance battle, I would just give her a lap dance in return.
Yeah.
And people started going fucking crazy.
Of course.
So I won the dance battle and the girl. It was amazing.
It's one of those things that will always entertain a crowd is the gender flip dance when a guy does a girl dance
exactly.
move. Everybody goes crazy every time.
Yeah. I shook my ass right in front of her face.
So, like, TJ, though, like, read how he worded this.
Yeah.
It was poorly worded.
It's like a riddle. Like, won a dance battle after giving a lap dance better than I was. Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah. So, fuck you, Scott.
Did it sound worse
as a podcast or an English class?
It makes more sense now that you know the story.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
But, like, it's like
a battle after giving a better lap dance than I received.
Scott, maybe you just said.
You could have rewrote it as, I won a dance battle by giving a lap dance. Better than
I received. So you wanted me to add an I to the beginning of that?
You know what, and you could have dressed better today too, and just you're off your.
Anything else you want me to change?
You could have not opened that nesty.
Could have had a stroke like me.
Shut up, Quentin.
I mean, what has happened to you today, man?
You like broke.
I don't know. Yeah, this podcast destroyed me.
If I was your parent, I would be asking Quentin, "Are you doing drugs
right now?" Which ones, Quentin?
Dude, I wish I was doing drugs, and I have an excuse to
do it. Dude, if you're sitting at the supper table, and the first thing that you say to your parents is, oh, where's my pocket? That would be a red flag. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, wait, I'm Quentin. I would be like, okay, you're on something.
Quentin's like, I think I dropped my pocket.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry, Quentin.
Man, is this the new jacket? And I thought there would be pockets there.
Excuse me, show me
your jacket without pockets.
Yeah.
Don't you do a pocket count before you buy a jacket?
I don't know, man. It was on the discount rack at Plato's. I got it for like $1, so I'm.
That's like, you got that jacket for $1.
Yeah.
That's theft.
That's yeah, word.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I literally stole it and just left a loony for their troubles.
You know, wow.
You're like, this jacket's only got one pocket.
Yeah.
That's a
dog's worth.
I do $1 per pocket. That's how I.
Yes.
Yeah. Pay for all goods and services.
I'm following.
I'm never going to drop this. Where's my pocket?
Nice.
One of the things Quentin just said kind of reminded me of my This Week in Fucked. It has a lot to do with money. Quentin, the hell was that? Quentin talking about $1. I don't know if anybody read the news. I think it was last week that the amount of money Jeff Bezos made in, I think, 15 minutes. It was $18 billion. I just kind of did a little bit of research on that and like how crazy his net worth is. Hey,
how much?
In about 15 minutes, due to like a market surge, he made $18 billion.
What?
In 15 minutes.
What?
So yeah, his shares went up. I think it was like 2,100% or no, sorry, 12% to $2,100, something like that. But what I was gonna say, Jeff Bezos is currently worth approximately $129 billion. At his peak, it was $150 billion.
Is Jeff Bezos the Amazon dude?
Yeah, he's the creepy looking Amazon guy.
Yes.
In his divorce, as everybody famously knows, he lost $38 billion, and he was still the richest man in the world after that. Only 20 to 25 people on Earth even have $38 billion.
One
if
of
you
them
stacked
is his wife, hey, or ex-wife,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now one of them is
she
his
did
ex-wife.
Nothing.
See, that's a lot of people say that like she did nothing, but she was like there.
She was
helping,
like the first employee.
Yeah, like she was
second
helping
employee
build that shit from the ground up.
Yeah.
So I mean, like
she was there like from the beginning.
Yeah. So she did shit, bruh.
Still hate her.
If you stacked all of his money in dollar bills, you could reach the moon about 70 times.
Jesus.
The average American male with a bachelor's degree makes about $2.2 million in their lifetime. Jeff Bezos makes that in about 14 minutes. Jeff Bezos could run his entire home state of Washington for about 3 years without any citizens needing to pay taxes. Jeff Bezos spending $1.7 million is about the equivalent of you or me spending $1. And my favorite one, if you make like $7,000 in a paycheck, you're probably like a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. Like, you know, that's like 200 grand a year.
Good money, yeah.
Something like that. So if you're making $7,000 a day, every single day, without taking a day off for 500 years, you'll have just less than 1% of his net worth.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked.
So we should make the next Amazon.
Yeah. Well, this podcast.
We just suck Bezos' dick one time.
I was just going to say, eat him. Eat the rich, baby.
Wow.
What? Quentin just didn't blink when he said that. That's real.
Because I'm
real sincere.
I'm deadly serious.
He's going to get political on us.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, that's just
fuck the top 1%.
Eat the rich.
Yeah, fuck them. Eat the rich.
Was that why you stole that hoodie?
I don't have much. What's that?
Was that why you stole the hoodie or the jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're mad at Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, because like.
So what do you think should happen, Quentin?
What do you think he should do with his money?
What do I think he should do with the money?
Why did you get like a... You just
I don't know. Like, it's just... I don't know. It's a big question, I guess.
That's the crazy thing. When I was reading this, like a bunch of billionaires like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, they like donate like 99% of their money, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff Bezos in the last few years has donated $100 million, which for us would be like $44.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That's still more than I've donated.
To be fair, 44 is doing pretty good for me.
So hold on. Jeff Bezos doesn't donate as much as like Warren Buffett.
Oh,
like,
not at all.
No, not even close. That's a... He should get on that.
Yeah.
Bezos, well, if you're listening, get on the hype train.
Just make us a new studio for the podcast. We'll help the world.
So it's not that
guys,
bad.
What do you guys think the chances are that we get Bezos on the podcast?
Pretty good.
50-50 either he does it or
pretty low, because I'd probably
dibs having him on my lap.
Okay. Quentin, sorry. You can have his kid.
Because before this podcast...
I'm not good with kids.
I made $18 billion last year. It's like,
Scott and I walked paper scissors to see who could have Mac on their lap, and he beat me.
All right.
It was close.
Yeah, settle down.
Yeah, I went to...
you agreed to it.
Fourth
yeah,
round.
Whatever. That's actually crazy. I couldn't even imagine having that much money. You could literally just had whatever you wanted.
Yeah, literally.
Like, man, imagine how many problems he could just solve.
Like, in the world?
Just throwing money at it, yeah.
Literally anything, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like imagine how many homeless shelters, how many like infrastructure projects he could start creating thousands of jobs. But no, like I don't even know what he owns. Like he probably has what? Big ass house. Probably several big ass houses.
Probably.
Bunch of big ass yachts.
Yeah.
Dude, if I owned that much money, I would probably buy a house in like every little place that you could buy a house in. Like just have a house.
Yeah.
You want a house? I have a house there. You have a house like, in Leduc? Yeah.
If I had that much money, I would just buy the place where you're buying these houses.
Just own a city.
Yeah.
Call it Bezos Town.
Bezos Town.
Yeah. Oh, I like that idea. I'm going to get rich and do that. I'm going to just buy myself a town.
Are you still going to call it Bezos Town if it's yours?
Yeah. Probably.
I'm Scott and this is Bezos Town.
Exactly. Makes no sense at all. I like it. I'm going to buy me a city. What are you doing, Quentin? You have unlimited money. You going to buy yourself a city?
No, man. That's just like frivolous and stupid. Like, I don't think I could do that in good conscience.
Would you say it's idiotic?
Maybe.
You're not catching on, are you?
I'm getting it. I bet Scott would say it's
they
idiotic.
They want to do Scott's idiotic.
I think Scott would say it's idiotic.
Right when you said that, yeah. I saw the light in Quentin's eyes. Like, oh, yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
It's time segue. For Scott's an idiot.
Yeah.
This is the part of the podcast where they make fun of me.
But Scott gets help today.
Mackenzie's going to help me, but never mind. We're going to win today.
Okay, yeah. Who do you want to go first?
I don't know.
It's the new version, so we each prepared one.
And I'm guessing which one is true.
Yep. I'm glad that you know what the game is 23 episodes in.
Guys, I figured it out.
All right. Quentin, start.
All right.
I don't think he's prepared yet. Brandon, start.
Okay. Oh, my God. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins.
Okay.
Due to trademarking, the word soup does not actually appear anywhere on a Campbell's soup can.
Some ants are the longest living insects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not all ants, though.
Some ants.
Just
some
at least
ants.
One.
Some ants.
Quentin looked at me and did not blink once while saying that. He just stared me straight.
Now that I think about it, I'm not a fan of blinking.
I've seen Quentin ever blink ever.
No.
Maybe they said
that's why I had to excuse
Quentin
myself.
He's just trying to intimidate you. Into
that's why he left partway through the podcast mm-hmm. was to go
just
blink.
Just a blink in the bathroom, yeah. I'd have flushed it with water.
I can't let the audience hear me blink.
It'd be unprofessional.
I blink super loud.
Okay, so Mackenzie, what do you think? Out of all those, do you think any of those are like super false? Do you know any of those facts?
I feel like the dolphin one is true.
You think that the dolphin one is true?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your answer. I'm not making that my official answer because I think that's like the absolute... I think... Oh, wait a minute. No, I think that's... No, wait a minute.
Scott's an idiot, everybody.
Yeah. Is Scott going to disagree with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
I'm definitely throwing Quentin out the window. I don't think it's his at all.
Man.
Which that means there's a very good chance that that's the one because I always do that. I really, my gut tells me to go with TJ, but you're going to go with Brandon. So let's see which one of us is
No, 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 no. You guys are trying to figure out which one's false, Scott.
Okay. I
said at the beginning of the podcast. I said,
yeah, and I ironically said, I'm glad you know how it works after 23 episodes.
We're getting there, buddy.
Like, you should fucking know this.
I'm done. I'm quitting the
Maybe
podcast.
Scott's actually a genius,
okay, we
but
just
he
said
got
three
it mixed
facts.
Up.
Two of the facts are true.
Okay, both of yours are true. Yours is wrong, idiot.
No, it's true.
Shit! I should have went with my gut. It's yours, isn't it, TJ?
Yeah, mine's false.
Damn it! Yeah. Son of a bitch, you screwed me up.
How did I screw you up? You didn't even know how the game works.
That gave me so much anxiety. Holy. I was like, did we switch and I didn't know? Like, was I supposed to come up with a true fact?
As soon as you said yours, I'm like, that's a crate. Like, because yeah. Like, how do you not put soup on a soup can, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe it's just crazy enough to work, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just crazy. Yeah.
Scott's like looking around to see if we got soup on the counter.
I
don't
hate
have
this.
Cups.
Yeah. I hate
little
this.
Of soup.
This sucks. Dolphins need to come up
We're
for air.
We're not even going to count your record anymore.
Dolphins come up for air. I know that that's why that one's that way.
Yeah, but sloths do this crazy thing where they like basically hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
Max, like, yes, they do this. Trust me. I study sloths. Yeah, but so anyway, it's crazy. They fucking slow themselves down and they can go for, like, I don't know what it
you
is.
You were
like
guessing that his was true.
Shit.
I knew his was true.
Yeah.
She knew.
Okay, so she was mixed up on the game because I'm an idiot and I mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you
the
fucked
game.
Her over.
Yeah. So she was right. Yeah. You had the true fact.
Minus two yeah. points.
And I believe that yours was true. Fuck. I knew that your fact was also true.
Yeah.
But Quentin's, I definitely thought his was like. Out in the boonies.
Man. I didn't even tell you that they can live up to 30 years. That was the most interesting part.
That's the longest living insect, 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Some queen ants can live up to 30 years.
I figured like cockroaches or something would have been longer.
Yeah, word.
Cockroaches can't die. No, what?
I
just made
it. I heard something about, like, because of their shell, they could survive, yeah, like, the radiation from...
Like, they can, that's true enough, but, like, yeah, their lifespan isn't that long. Like, they're okay, very impervious, but
right,
they don't have a super long
life. Gotcha. They take a lot to kill.
Mm-hmm. Did, just super hard change in the subject here, did anybody watch the Super Bowl? Shakira.
Super Bowl.
Why?
Love Shakira.
I did not, actually. I tried to stream it, but I couldn't find a stream for some reason. Yeah, I mean, I tried
been cracking down
watch
on
it
live streams
on your, yeah, favorite they did sports channels.
They cracked down on my Reddit page. They're going to, yeah, watch all my hockey games. It's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so exactly.
I have a website, though. I can send you the website if you need it.
Okay, boys. If maybe somebody, after the podcast.
Yeah, I'll send her after the
so
podcast.
So Super Bowl,
no, I did not watch it because I thought the 49ers were going to win because the Simpsons predicted it in 1995. They said it was going to be in Miami, and they said the 49ers were going to win, but the 49ers lost.
So, okay, so you didn't? That's a no?
That's a no.
Quinton?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah?
Yep.
What'd you think of the overall experience?
Surprisingly low scoring and surprisingly little Patriots there. I was surprised, like, there was not a single Patriot player on the field.
Right. There was no wardrobe malfunction.
No. Yeah, that was, yeah. None of that either.
Did you watch the commercials? Like the big halftime ones?
I think so. Like,
no,
I watched...
before you continue, Scott, that's a minute at least. Maybe
that's
two.
That's a Budweiser commercial. That was one that was in there.
No, you're in a timeout.
They did it with technology. They did it with like the Alexa and the Amazon whatever thing. And they just went, what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have never watched more than like 5 minutes of a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
but I will always go and check out the commercials,
the best commercials
and, or like the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's kind of like my segment to, do you guys ever do anything for like the wrong reason?
Did you see this, the commercial that was like, in out of box?
Shut the fuck up.
What? The loathing in your eyes when you looked at,
yeah,
that.
That was so mad.
Yeah.
Answer the question first.
Chris Evans and John Krasinski, and they had these terrible Boston accents.
See, this is a perfect, yeah, example of doing things for the wrong reason or whatever you just
no,
said.
No, that's just being annoying as fuck.
All right, I'll go on timeout.
Okay.
Re-ask your question.
Doing things for the wrong reason.
Yeah, like when I got my new Galaxy Buds, like the in-ear headphones, I went to the gym 4 days in a row, and I think most of that was just so that I had a good reason to use my new headphones.
Did you? And not talk to me?
No, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like sometimes we will do things and, like, not necessarily for why most people are doing them, like watching the Super Bowl only for the halftime show or the commercials.
I do that.
Okay.
What do you do?
Just what you said. Only
okay, I'm asking for other examples.
Oh, I got one. So when I was diagnosed with a terminal cancer, I quit my job I quit my job as a chemistry teacher to start cooking meth to provide for my family.
That's a plot of Breaking Bad.
And they just, my family's like, why are you doing this? Like, to provide for my family. And other people ask, why are you doing this? To provide for my family. And then all of a sudden, at the end of this series, they're like, oh, let me guess, you're doing this to provide for your family. No, I did it because I liked it. I was good at it. So I feel like that is an example of,
that's
like,
not you.
I did something,
and I know that that's not
reason.
You for one reason. Nothing about your kid dying.
Baby, but
yeah,
your kid
baby
lived
don't
in
put
story.
No one in a corner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, he survived against all odds.
And that's the podcast for today, guys.
Well, yeah, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Thank you for coming. Quentin just had a stroke. I don't know what's going on with me. TJ doesn't know why he's here, and Brandon wants to hit everyone with a baseball bat.
Okay, just you. Yeah, that's the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. If you want to send us your comments or suggestions, probably hate mail today. Email us at theblowbackpodcast@gmail.com. New episodes out every Friday at 6 a.m., 9 Eastern. Yeah. Thanks for coming by, and I'm fucking sorry.
Caucus.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. That's so soft.